Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's Mike Shope.
It's nothing you did.
It's not you, it's me.
It's not you, it's you, but you didn't cross me.
And the Bulldog.
Why did I choose? Why did I just stay in school?
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Austin Powers. Thoughts?
Fine.
Borderline don't care at all, really. I don't know. Fine.
Loved it.
Yeah, you would.
Why? What is it about me that makes you think I would love?
Because
just cheeky, super kind of cheap 60s James Bond spoof movies. I loved it. I probably have not laughed harder in a theater 5 times in my life than at Austin Powers. I loved it. Not recently, but the one conversation I've ever brought up at home about, like, our watching that movie, which my wife, I believe, said she has never seen or had any interest in at all.
All right.
She's like, no, I don't care at all. Like, you don't want to
just sample it? Another thing to admire about your wife.
Don't you just want to sample it?
Yeah.
Take a peek at it. She's like, no interest. I said, well, okay, fine. I'll just watch it with the kids some other time. Then she's like, no, you won't.
Not appropriate yet?
I guess.
I don't know.
Like, how do you know so much about this movie that you've never seen or cared about to know that the kids should not be able to see it? This is probably a few years ago.
I don't recall disliking it. I mean, I saw it. I didn't go to the theater. But I know I've watched it, but I don't care. It's like one of these things that's kind of the same joke over and over again, and I don't know. Like, okay. I don't need to ever watch it again.
I'm ready to watch it again.
You go for it.
It won't be until the football season ends, though.
Yeah.
Because the grip that this league has on me just feels inescapable almost.
Yeah.
The Tuesday, Wednesday back-to-backer where there's no NFL. Because now we got Saturdays now.
Yeah.
The Tuesday, Wednesday, it just feels to me like I'm spent by Monday night. I know how ridiculous that is. It really, I agree. I feel spent by Monday night.
Yeah.
I'm up until 1 in the morning on Tuesdays checking my results, if not later, because, you know, I'm just up. Like, I'm eating late. It's just doing bad choices.
It's The whole thing sounds like a domino effect, and none of it's good.
That's right.
Yeah.
Unless you win. But that's right. No, most of it's not good. Tuesday, Wednesday, all right. I mean, in theory, I want to go to bed earlier and not be watching, you know, movies like Austin Powers. This is my break.
Right.
Tuesday, Wednesday nights are my break.
Right.
Podcasts still, but, you know, okay, no. And then right back at it tonight.
I'm curious to see what goes down in my house tonight. My wife's birthday is today.
Oh.
And we went out for a nice dinner with two of our best friends last night. So we had that already. So we don't have big plans tonight. But my wife did at some point say something about wine and watching whatever she wants. So I was like, okay, I can't get in the way of that. So we'll see what happens. I mean, there's always the iPad.
What is that going to be?
Good question.
Crime dramas?
Yeah, probably.
Comedies? Something.
No.
Cooking shows?
It's probably some British crime drama on a channel I don't know exists. With some
the
cooking
great
thrown in.
British
there.
Baking show
murder mystery.
Mysteries.
Right. I don't know.
Yes. Let's go to Johnny here next. Hello, Johnny.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
First on the one seed, I think it's important from the standpoint of I've always thought, the less games you have to play in the playoffs, the better. Path of least resistance here. Obviously, I think if you get some rest in there, and you get the two seed, it is what it is. It'll be tough to beat Kansas City or get past Kansas City unless they drop two. So I'm okay with the two seed too. But, question for you, Mike. I know you're in a ton of fantasy football leagues.
Not as many as I was in 2 weeks ago, but go on.
I've got a decision to make kind of starting tonight. I got Courtland Sutton, Jerry Jeudy, and Jeudy I'm a little scared to put in my lineup. I know he's been great all year, but with DTR starting, just feel like he's not a great play this week. I've got Brian Thomas Jr. I'm going to start no matter what. I've got James Cook who I'm going to start no matter what. And then it's between Breece Hall, Bucky Irving, Courtland Sutton, and Jerry Jeudy. I had to pick three of the four, and I just feel like Judy's got to be that odd man out just with that lineup. But I don't love playing Sutton either because he's starting Bo Nix at quarterback. He's, rest of his team's great, quarterback not so great. And I just hate playing a receiver where the quarterback gets points at the same time, so.
You asked Mike, and he's the person we should defer to here, but I would just mention the one thing that I would notice and point out is that Cleveland is playing Cincinnati, and the Bengals' defense has been pretty bad. So that could tempt you to rethink the Jeudy thing.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I know they probably, there's no Chubb either, I believe. I feel like they're just going to want to run DTR, though, and it's like, Jameis is fun because he's going to throw the ball 100 times, might throw five picks and five TDs, but
that'll work.
It's tough.
I think I would sit Sutton.
Okay.
Because, Jeudy is fifth in the league in receiving yards. He's over 1,000. Game script is probably in your favor. The ball's going to somebody. Maybe no Njoku again. I think I would sit Sutton. What's Sutton? I think Sutton is almost at best, like, 5 for 90 in a touchdown. I think you need the touchdown with Sutton. He's almost like a tight end. He's not. There's just not going to be a lot of targets or catches for anybody in that offense.
Absolutely. And with him playing Bo Nix, I just Thursday games scare me a little bit anyway. I feel like you could get a low scoring game and just having that points like for you and also going against you at the same time. I think I'm going to go Jeudy. I like that play. So.
Okay.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thank you. The thing about that point, though, I really don't care too much about that. And there just isn't anybody else on Denver that needs the ball. So the Knicks guy is not getting away with it by throwing three touchdowns to Marvin Mims or something like that. Probably not.
Mm-hmm.
Sutton is the guy if there's going to be anything. So you could try to cover that. I put a prop bet in on Knicks to run for a touchdown in this game. He's a good runner, and I don't know. I just feel like I like the price. Bulldog, how about this? The caller brings up fantasy football, and I'm in the Discord. I'm in the ship-chasing Discord today, and it's the second time today that this has come up. A guy writes in to say how he needed a quarterback because somebody's hurt, whoever it might have been. And his opponent went, and he had money left in his budget, and this guy didn't have any. So he couldn't block this. The opponent went in and basically cut his whole bench for starting quarterbacks, for all the rest of the quarterbacks. Michael Penix, maybe it was Cousins.
Oh, wow.
He lost Cousins.
Some guy went in and just took all the quarterbacks away so this other dude has no one to turn to.
Right. Mason Rudolph, Mac Jones, Michael Penix Jr., etc. Went in and just took them all.
That should not be allowed.
I disagree.
That should not be allowed. You should have a limit on how many players at each position you are allowed to carry so that you can't do that to somebody. I think that's Bush.
Do you?
Yeah, I really hate it.
I think it's Bush, but I think it's fine. Like, some Bush things are fine. This is one where I think it's, you know.
Can you give me an example?
No. This is the example. It's part of the game. I don't know if I would do it, which means I'm not trying hard enough.
If it's within the rules should be changed, is all I would say.
Okay.
I don't think you should provide someone the temptation and the opportunity to do that. I mean, I know it's fantasy football, so it's not real football, but
careful.
Sometimes you guys talk about it. Like, you know, you're managing these teams and your waivers and all the hours you're pouring into it, so it's real enough. An NFL team can't go just sign all the, well, I guess they could, fill their roster with quarterbacks, but you wouldn't have enough room for other players, other positions. So I don't know. I just don't like it.
Can you imagine like a real team doing that though?
Right,
like,
right.
Mahomes gets hurt, and the Bills just go sign all the waiver wire
right.
practice squad.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Quarterbacks in the NFL and just caught all their linebackers just to prevent
right.
Kansas City from adding who?
That's what I'm saying. That you should, that even though it's fantasy football, that you should not be allowed. That it should be real enough that you cannot do that to somebody.
Hmm.
I mean, come on. What are you afraid of? Let him get a quarterback and play. I mean, you got your team. I don't like it. I definitely could not do it, but I would not do it. But I would extend even further to it should not be allowed. I don't like it. I'm opposed.
Most of these things are pretty easy judgment calls. There was one making the rounds last week where two teams were facing off in the last week of the regular season, and the winner was going to make the playoffs and the loser wasn't. So they both decided to bench their entire team.
Yeah.
And force a tie so they would both make it. And to me, that is an easy no.
Yeah,
that is collusion.
I saw this on social media. Jeremy, I was talking about it heading into late last week.
Yep.
Like, get a commissioner and outlaw this. You should not allow this to happen. I feel like it's not the exact same thing, but I feel like it's in the similar realm.
Well, what's worse about this is it's two people working together.
That's right. That's right.
And that would be one where if I were the commissioner, I'd be like, all right, you can't stay.
Yeah.
You know, it's too late maybe for me. If it is,
I can't do anything about it right now, but you're out of the league.
I can't have somebody in my league that would sort of, you know, kind of cheat the game.
Right.
Like that.
Yeah.
I don't think the other thing is doing that, though. It's sort of more playing the game. It's just a little bit jerky.
It's more than a little bit.
The thing about the word collusion, though, I always think of this, too. If you and I make a trade, isn't that collusion? Are we both trying to help each other? Isn't that what collusion means? Working together to help each other, you know, win? Isn't that
collusion? I guess, but as long as, you know, that's why trades need to be approved, right? Because you want to be on the lookout for someone who's trying to help the other, you know, some other person in the league. And yes, technically it fits the definition because you're working together, but I think collusion has whether it's the actual definition or how we interpret the use of the word, you're doing it illegally, untoward, something, you know, underhanded is happening here. You're colluding to get a result that you would not be able to guarantee otherwise. Whereas, you know, you're making a trade as long as it's, you know, as long as it jives, you know, like good, you know, good play, you know, equal values. All right. You know, then that's fine. And there's nothing really, you know, sneaky going on, I guess. So collusion requires some bad faith, I think.
Okay, I like that. I don't think trades do need to be approved either. As commissioner, I don't approve trades. You guys are trusted to make an honest move here.
But
if you don't,
you're monitoring that, and if somebody did do something, then you would take action?
I've called on guys, you know, to have them explain to me what the thinking was, you know, try to do that in a way where, because they probably did it in good faith. So what were you going for?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I've ever
kicked anybody out,
but that's ultimately what have to happen if you just didn't think they were playing honestly. And an old friend of mine said when I was in a different league that it seemed maybe it was like this kind of thing. He's like, Mike, there's too many leagues. Just go. I'm like, no, but I've got this dynasty in the making here with these guys. You know, it's all good. I've got three or four guys in the league that don't play that well. I've just got a perfect build here. He's like, no, you got to walk away because it's going to happen to you again. Too many leagues, which he's not wrong about that.
No.
There are too many. There are millions.
It's not enough for me because I'm out. I don't have anything. I got nothing going on. I don't know. Like, how bad of a job am I doing if I'm not even looking at the app? I mean, we have a game scheduled, but we're not playing for anything. I'm out. I lost.
That's it then.
So I'm not. I don't really care if my guys are hurt or whatever. This is like
no.
But there, I went to the app and like this week's matchup. I could not care less.
No, you shouldn't care at all. Okay. There's nothing to do.
All right. I'm not. You know,
don't make moves.
I'm not hurting the competition in any way. Okay, good. Because I'm not gonna. I don't care.
Anybody who's eliminated should not be making transactions. That should be banned.
Yeah.
Not in Dynasty. Dynasty, I think you should always be able to.
Sure.
Do
it. I mean, you're always trying to build your team. Yeah. I mean, that's how that goes. But if it's year to year, yeah, forget it. You're done. Yeah.
Well, sorry that you lost.
Frankly, I'm relieved.
You lost on Odunze.
Yeah, for one. I mean, I needed 34 points Monday night from Odunze, Hockenson, and Darnold. And I haven't seen the play. Paul told me last night, because I was playing Paul, and I think I mentioned, maybe I didn't mention it on the air, but Paul, I went to bed, and I got a message on my phone in the morning, Tuesday morning, call me, and then never mind. And I'm like, this had to be fantasy. It was like 172-168, which still like half the fourth quarter to go. And he was worried we were going to end up tied. And he wanted to agree to an equitable tiebreaker because we hadn't done that ahead of time.
Sounds like Paul.
And we didn't need
covering
it.
Covering his bases.
Paul told me Odunze dropped a touchdown at the end. And I didn't see that play.
I should mention to anybody who didn't hear your show when I wasn't here yesterday where you spent the entire day on it, that our powerhouse team went out.
Yeah, I didn't get around to mentioning that yesterday.
Went out.
Yeah.
That format is cruel because we were one of the very top teams in the 16,000 teams in the whole thing through the regular season, but they regroup you if you advance and they reset the scores. So you have to be like top two out of 12 again and again and again. And we were fourth, maybe. We were good.
Yeah.
But it was always that team, like this is the whole year in fantasy. Last week's the first week of the playoffs. Which teams were in the playoffs? Saquon Barkley, Derrick Henry, Joe Mixon, Kamara, and all those guys bombed last week. So that's tough. That's how it goes.
Yep.
The best teams to get to the playoffs in those tournament formats, most of them went out.
That's life on the mean streets.
That is tough. Rick is next. Hello, Rick.
Hey, guys. So question about collusion in the way that you described it. It brought some memories of specific NFL games and maybe even hockey games where the conversation comes up last game of the season, such and such has to happen. It may or may not matter to another team, but specifically hockey, say it's the last game of the season, both teams need a point to get in to pass someone else, and maybe a gentleman's nod that we're just going to kind of go out there and skate around and get to overtime, get our point and see what happens. Is that collusion or is that playing the game?
I don't know. I mean, it's happened, sort of. Like, you had the Flyers with Briere here. That wasn't that they needed the point, but the Sabres just needed 1 point, and he skates out the game like that.
And Philly didn't seem all that bent about preventing us from getting the point.
We just had the Chargers and the Raiders, Rick, a couple of years ago. Last game of the season, the Sunday night. And if they had ended in a tie, just like that fantasy example, they would have both gotten in. And it almost did. It almost did, but the Raiders played to win, and that's usually what teams are going to do. So, I don't know. I'm not really answering the question, though. Is it collusion? Yes.
I think it is.
Yes.
I think it is.
Is there any recourse?
Because there's a negative outcome, not for the two teams doing the colluding, but there's a negative outcome for the team that's going to get squeezed out by that result. And they are, you know, if they actually, like, did, you know, nod, nod, wink, wink, let's just play for a tie. The two coaches texted one another through intermediaries or directly or whatever. That is collusion. Like, if the league could prove that the teams did it, I think they would take action. Big fines, draft picks, but good luck proving it.
Yeah, and it would be tough to pull off, right, in the course of a hockey game. I'm going in on a 2-on-1. I'm just going to dump it in. Like, I just,
right.
It might look really obvious if that was playing out. Real quick, let's get to Michael. Hi, Michael.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Just really quick, I do appreciate you guys. I always listen to, particularly after a Bills loss, I always find it a bit cathartic to listen to you guys explain the game.
All right.
But my main question was, I've got managed to scrape through to the championship despite Winston nearly killing me last week. I've got a real tricky decision on quarterback. I've got Jackson. He's obviously going to be in, even though he's against the Steelers. But then I've got Drake May and Fenix. And I'm really torn. I think Drake May gave... I know the Bills have been let through a lot of points last two games.
Yeah.
But I'm feeling like they may do a lot better against this team.
Michael, I don't mean to cut you short, but we have to because of our time situation here. May would be the call for me.
I would play Penix all day. But I'm
really
a huge Penix stan. I love Penix. Do you remember this from the draft? He was my favorite guy.
Who do they play? They play the Giants.
They play the Giants. I think right. He could go off.
Split decision in here. Good luck, Michael. Mike Schopen and the Bulldog. Joe Ostrowski joined us earlier. We'll have that for you next here on WGR.
Fantasy freaks and geeks. It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.